It's a very important idea that's brought by the Baal Shem Tov and others, that where you are is where your headspace is. B'makom shemachshavei sof shel adam shamhu. And the Sfasemis says that when a person davens, and they're longing for the Beis HaMikdash, and they want that closeness to Hashem, and they want to be out of this galus, and they want to be back in Eretz Yisrael, and they feel the pain of being in galus, then they receive that which he refers to as the ha'ara of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like they're there. And in fact, he learns from a pasuk, Nefach le'evel mechaylenu, that which the previous generations achieved through simcha, we now achieve through avelos. Meaning when we're longing for something, when we want it so badly, it's as if we can almost touch it. So Semis explains further that when the Avos longed for closeness to Hashem, they received that closeness to Hashem. And the same thing was with us when we remember the Beis HaMikdash. When we long for it and we yearn for it, we receive an aspect of that which it's meant to achieve. Because ultimately it's all about closeness to Hashem. It's all about Dveikus. It's all about this sense of attachment. Within ourselves, it's about creating connection and attachment. And in as much as we can create that through our davening, then we're there. Then we're there. It's true that in the Bezman Beis HaMikdash, they were there, and they were there with their simcha. But now we achieve that through our avelus, and perhaps that's what it means. That a person through their avelus will actually achieve that simchas Yerushalayim. So yes, we're meant to use our tefillas to yearn, to long, to desire, to invest in them emotionally, not just to intellectually understand the words, but to feel that sense of longing. In a way, that's what happens when we learn Kachim, when we learn about Zvachim and Menachas, when we learn about the Karbonis. Then there'll be something that's just real to us. And the more real it is through understanding its structure, its building, its processes, what it was meant to achieve, what we hope to accomplish by it, the more real it is to us, the more we realize what we're missing, the more we yearn for its restoration. That won't happen unless we engage. That won't happen unless we immerse ourselves. But to the extent to which we do, to the extent to which we understand it intellectually, we're able to connect to it emotionally, then we're holding on to it. Then, in a certain sense, we're there. Because that's where our headspace is. So as we daven, it is absolutely possible, maybe this is the time of the day we can really do this, to connect to Geula. We do it through the avelos, through understanding what we're missing. Get ourselves there. We become different types of people. We become people that are connected to higher ideas and ideals. We become people that are connected to the essence of what the Beis HaMikdash is meant to accomplish. That itself is an incredibly powerful thing.